Welcome back to the Customer Ed Nuggets podcast series. I'm John Lay, independent learning tech analyst at Talented Learning. And in this 26th episode, I'm going to dive into the four key trends that are actively reshaping the customer education global marketplace. You may have noticed that I'm a little late on this episode of the podcast, and that's because we've been wrapping up the final nits and gnats of the Talented Learning 2025 Customer Education LMS Buyer's Guide. And in this buyer's guide, we compare and contrast 16 award-winning leading customer education LMS vendors in hundreds of different points and categories across functional, technical, business, service, support, and budgetary line items. And in that analysis, we were able to really identify a series of 10 key trends that are prevalent in the marketplace that are different than just a few years ago. And in this episode, I'm going to focus on the top four. Okay, let's start with number one. Customer education is now a go-to-market function. What? Well, for years, customer education programs focused on reducing costs, cutting support tickets, streamlining onboarding, maybe improving efficiency, reducing administration, all great stuff. But today, that's just the starting point. The most mature organizations have shifted from cost-based outcomes to revenue-based outcomes. This shift begins when customer education teams stop reporting on internal activity metrics like logons, completions, hours of training delivered, catalog size, and they start aligning with the business metrics that resonate outside of L&D. Think pipeline growth, trial to conversion rates, average deal size, expansion revenue, net revenue retention, and lifetime customer value. These are the metrics that go-to-market teams already live by. As a result, LMS decisions are now influenced by sales, marketing, and customer success leaders who expect the training platform to be a growth driver. This repositions the LMS from a back office tool to a frontline system of engagement where we belong. Okay, number two, and that's that go-to-market impact needs to happen at every stage of the customer lifecycle. Customer education just doesn't happen after the contract is signed, where a lot of us think. But modern organizations use learning strategically throughout the entire journey, from pre-sales engagement to long-term retention and advocacy. Before the sale, educational content builds awareness, attracts traffic, supports lead qualification. This includes webinars, interactive demos, free courses, micro-learning libraries that help prospects understand your product's value. During onboarding, structured training reduces time to value, drives product adoption, and sets the tone for long-term success. Here, LMSs that support sequencing, assessments, and automation make a measurable difference. Post-onboarding, the learning strategy shifts to continuous development, keeping users informed about new features, reinforcing best practices, and helping them mature in their product usage. Certification programs and role-based training become especially valuable at this stage. Okay, number three, one of my favorites, because it's not obvious to people that don't spend their lives studying LMSs like I do. But there's two type of LMS vendors that are now supporting the customer education market. The first type is the multi-purpose vendors. And these are the vendors that all started out in employee learning, maybe 10 years ago or more, and have developed their products all to support that scenario, but then started looking around about 5 to 7 years ago and realizing that customer education is the fastest growing segment in the corporate education market. So those organizations have been coming and expanding their solutions to the extended enterprise of customers and partners so that they can support employees, customers, partners in any combination. And those multi-purpose vendors that lead this sector are organizations like Docebo and Cornerstone and Absorb and Cypher Learning and LearnUpon and Litmus and Propeller are examples of D2L that focus on really supporting all the audiences at the same time. Conversely, there are the specialists, and the specialists were bred and born specifically to win and enable customer and partner training organizations. And these are organizations like Thought Industries, Skilljar by Gainsight, Eurekis, NetExam, Brainstorm, Learny are all organizations that focus more specifically on only these two use cases. 100% of their research, percent of their research and development goes into these use cases, and they get a lot deeper into the things that professionals in those use cases want. And so once you recognize there's two types of learning management system vendors in the marketplace, it gets a lot easier to align which type would work best for you. Okay, number four. Artificial intelligence. And artificial intelligence is now running rampant, almost like the Terminator, through the customer education LMS marketplace. And it's shown itself in a lot of different ways. For example, it's in generative AI tools. So helping you write courses, content, take PowerPoints and convert them to courses, write assessment questions, really build entire simulation scenarios are all capabilities that AI is assisting learning systems right now. And then there's the whole agentic use. And that's basically having a learning assistant or an administrative assistant that allows you to just speak real time to help you find any piece of content, peer inside of videos and transcripts or PDF documents or SCORM files, and get just the answer that you want, get you just to the spot in the video that answers your question, or puts you on a program of ongoing micro learning completely personalized to you. These are just some of the capabilities that are available today in 2025 in agentic learning. Think of how that applies to learning software and have a learning assistant there always helping you get the most out of the software and take the next step. And then, of course, it's running through analytics. So helping do what we said with measuring the impact across that life cycle by analyzing, recognizing, and analyzing trends and helping organizations make smart decisions about what to develop next and how to develop it next based on the real data of being used. And artificial is helping do that as well as doing evaluations of surveys and mass recommending content in different ways and really noticing trends that help eliminate any malfunctions and things like that administratively in the application. So why does that matter? Well, if your customer education organization doesn't have an LMS that's helping you do all those things and that's releasing that new technology, you're falling behind. And that's the point of the 2025 customer LMS report is to help you understand what those new capabilities are and to benchmark your organization against them. So we got four trends now of 10. There's some more good ones, but four that are really changing how the market works and how the world functions in terms of customer education is that the migration to the go-to-market mindset and then taking that mindset across all four stages of the customer life cycle, pre-contract, onboarding, ongoing support, and advocacy. And then recognizing that there's two types of learning management system vendors out there and that they embrace customer education differently and at different depths and that they have different capabilities in the AI arena that impacts the quality of customer education vendors today. So there you have it, folks. Nice deep session on the things that are changing the world. You can find more of our fiercely independent content at talentedlearning.com. You can find a link to this buyer's guide, a customer LMS buyer's guide, in the description below. And please like and share this if you like this type of content and help us out. Have a great day, everyone, and we'll see you on the next episode of the Customer Ed Nuggets.